Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father, and from our crucified and risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Please be seated. The resurrection is not the first time that someone has come back from the dead. Jesus raised the widow's son at Nain. He raised Jairus' daughter. He promises Martha, "I am the resurrection and the life, and he who believes in me will live even though he dies." And then he walks right over to the tomb of Lazarus, and by his word, his friend receives life again. But there is something different about Jesus' resurrection and all of these others. All of these people died again. Jesus raised the widow's son, and yet later he dies. Jairus' daughter dies. Lazarus dies. And at the first part of Easter Sunday, Jesus himself is dead. Mary Magdalene and the other Mary, they go to the tomb expecting to see a dead body, to pay their respects, to finally say goodbye to who they thought was their Savior. The Sabbath now ended, bright and early, they want to weep once more, to remember all of the good times they had with Jesus, all of the wonderful things he said, and all of the wonderful things that he did. But they don't find what they expect. The tomb is open. The stone has been rolled back, and there's a dazzling sort of white, radiant angel sitting on top of it. Now the guards, they've literally passed out. You know, as the angel comes down, there's this earthquake, and they're literally so terrified of this heavenly being that they lose consciousness. They literally just sort of fall over, and the Bible says they're like dead men. I don't think I've ever been that afraid in my entire life, but here we have these soldiers. The truth is that angels are mighty creatures, and so every time someone sees an angel, they're scared stiff. They don't know what to do. And this angel appears to the women. "Fear not, ladies. I'm not going to hurt you. I'm just here to deliver a message. Alleluia, Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. The grave is empty." Take a look for yourself. He even challenges the women. "You don't believe me based on my words, even though you can see that I'm an angel. Look for yourself." Plenty of witnesses to the fact that Jesus himself actually conquered death. Even in our world today, we recognize that this changes everything. You see, Jesus died. But everybody dies. The cross's power for you is not confirmed until Jesus rises from the dead. Without the resurrection, the cross means nothing. You see, on the cross is where Jesus sacrificed himself for the sins of the whole world, a sacrifice that was acceptable and pleasing to God. But we only know it was acceptable and pleasing because Jesus is brought back to life. You're no longer in your sins because he is risen from the grave. Your faith is not in vain because Jesus truly does live. He actually did it. Exactly what he said he would do. And now it's done. Jesus betrayed, condemned, mocked, flogged, killed, and now risen. After 3 days, his body walks out of the tomb. The truth is, no one has ever done this before. Jesus leaves death in the dust, quite literally. And so if you think about all of the pantheon of religions that we have in our world, Muhammad and Buddha and Joseph Smith and every other person who has ever claimed divinity of themselves have died and stayed dead. There is only one man who claimed to be a messenger, God himself, and yet he rises from the dead never to die again. His name is Jesus Christ. Jesus is the one who lives, and he will never die. That means Jesus is who he says he is. He is the very Son of God. Jesus is God in the flesh, God with you and God for you. God who died for you on Good Friday, and now God who has risen for you. And the truth is that he does not leave you. As much as we cannot see Jesus with our physical eyes, Jesus still is God with you and God for you. But so often we don't realize that. To be quite honest, we should be filled with awe and fear, recognizing that even right now, as you hear God's word, you are in the very presence of Almighty God. Right now. We ought to be fearing, loving, and trusting in Jesus above all things, but so often we don't. We consider Sunday of less importance, or we're just going to hear the same old message of crucifixion and resurrection again. My friends, I'm not here to tell you something new on this Easter morning. I'm here to reinforce the promise you already know. To tell you again that Jesus has been killed for you, crucified on the cross, shedding his blood. And Jesus has been raised for you. Because that's the only message that really matters. That is what Christianity is all about. And to say that you desire something different than that shows how much you really lack fear, love, and trust in God. When we get bored of the message, when we want something new, we break the first commandment. Well, if you failed at one, you failed at them all. But this is exactly why Jesus sends the angel in the first place. Tells the disciples exactly where to go. Go to Galilee, because there you will be in the presence of Jesus. That's where Jesus' disciples want to be, isn't it? Isn't that where you want to be? In the presence of this Almighty God, that you might fear and love and trust in him above all things. Well, my friends, Jesus doesn't appear to you in Galilee. He appears to you in the divine service. He appears to you through the words of Scripture. He appears to you through a sermon. He appears to you in the sacrament of the altar to feed you, to reassure you that he actually is who he says he is. God who comes to serve you. That is who he's been this entire time. He's redeemed you, bought you, purchased you with his death and his blood. But if he's just dead, he can't come and take possession. He wants you to be his people. He wants you to learn from his word. And so he raises himself from the dead. That way you might be a people for his own possession. And so today, know that Jesus meets you right here to declare one message. You are forgiven through Jesus' death and through Jesus' resurrection. Because Jesus Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. And his promise to Martha is the same promise to you. I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live even though he dies. And whoever lives and believes in me will never die. We want a full cross, but an empty tomb. In Jesus' name. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which far surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.